In a boneyard in Galway, I stepped into an open grave, the grass above my head invisible, a vacancy waiting for me. It was my fall from grace, a shock as I penetrated the darkness. I never felt so Irish as at that moment, looking up at the cloudless sky, a pallid window. I scrambled up the crumbling sides, though I was its only tenant. Elsewhere, the stones canted with bleak messages. Culan, age 6, Efi, 44, Aver, 63, never forgotten, always remembered, but completely abandoned. Plastic weathered toys stood in for griefs that once bit like January winds from the sea. In the nearby ruin of a stone chapel, rainwater stood in the stoop, a blessing in waiting. Within, a flowered brassiere lay draped in the grass, girlish, cheerful, tossed off like the hatch of an egg. I placed it in the beautifully dressed, arched window looking out toward the sea, hanging there, a flag for the living.